Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, it's Ladies' Day. Love correspondent Ali Breen, Christy Lee, and the lovely Jessica Alsman, all right after this.
Five ticks left in the Super Bowl, the pack they trailed by one. The ball marked near the 50, Favre warmed up his gun. And in the other end zone, a man rose to his feet. Tim, the diehard Packer fan, knew this was destiny. Shirtless, painted green and gold from his forehead to his hiney. The smile slowly left his face. He said, "Someone hold my liney." He wet his finger, felt the air, a headwind turned their way. Favre, he taught, he's got the gun, but he needs our help, yeah, hey? He lumbered down the steps. His mission now was clear. Neutralize the headwind or wait another year. And as he stepped onto the field, security stopped him short. They asked him who he was. He said, "I'm Tim. I'm from up north." Whereabouts, they fired back. Sheboygan, he revealed. "What do you catch?" He said, "Mostly pike." They let him on the field. As Favre barked out the signals, Tim chugged a giant beer, and then another, and one after that as tension filled the air. The ball was snapped, a route was run, Favre unleashed the ball. Never had there been a spiral so clean and far and tall. And then it hit the headwind and started coming back. Tim felt a rumble in his gut. Now was time to act. The burp came out so long and hard, the Yukon felt a breeze. A tidal wave of beer and brats and half a wheel of cheese. The blimp was lost for 7 days, skybox glass was shattered, an Oshkosh woman lost her teeth. Tim's stomach left in tatters. But the pass came down, the catch was made, and just before Tim died, he was heard to say, "The Packer back. Oh, for cry I I." His headstone reads, "Tim gave his life. Never did he wince. He tailgates high above old Lambo, grilling brats with Vince."
Bravo. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Release the doves.
Here she comes.
Here she is.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's Ladies' Day. We have Christy Lee entering the Napa Auto Parts studios. Over there it says that's Chick, that's Josh, that's the lovely Jessica Alsman. And we're joined on the phone by Ali Breen, comedian, who we saw last week. Hey, Ali, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We need your help, Ali. We're trying to name Christy's house.
Name Christy's house? Christy is, people name houses?
Yes, Christy is moving. And she's moving about a mile, but her house used to be a farmhouse.
Not any farm.
It was a dairy farm.
Moving.
So that's hence the cow jokes. But Christy, she said if we pick a name that she likes, I can get a sign made. I'll have a carpenter kind of carve it and hang it in front of her house. Lots of great suggestions.
And then Allie. A lot that aren't so great.
Now, once again,
can imagine.
The idea is to incorporate something about dairy farming. I like this one, Graze Land.
Oh, that's
like,
not
oh,
bad.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This one doesn't even make sense.
What?
Teats McGee.
Oh.
Well, that's a reference to an old joke, but
I don't even get that.
I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Chris Teats. Once again, Teats. Cowabungalow. I like that one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Counton Abbey.
I like
cow,
that one.
Get it, C-O-W.
How about Christie's Cowhouse? How about that?
Christie's House of Cows?
Christie's House of Cows.
I like that.
Cowhouse. Everything's black and white. And there's all the cow. I love cow.
I do kind of like this one. Hello, Dairy.
Hello, there.
Thank you very much.
Christy showed me one off the air. It just said, Christy Lee's Whore House. Isn't that nice?
So people aren't even trying.
Not everybody gets how this works.
Right.
Okay, here's some really good ones people have sent in. God, some of these are so great. The Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's strong.
Here's one. This is kind of appropriate because the great Marty Ballin, the singer from the Jefferson Airplane, died over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh, he was great. The Hefferson Airplane. Heifer, get it?
I'm not a big Jefferson Airplane fan.
No, that's a shame.
Did you feel like you had to tell us heifer?
You knew what heifer
because
meant.
No one laughed at Hefferson Airplane?
It's not my joke. I like it very
much. Is it impossible that none of us thought it was funny? We got the heifer part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
I still like the one about...
Here we go.
Gloria Holstein.
Motel, California. That's it.
How about this
end
one?
End of story.
Now, when cows produce milk, is that technically lactation?
I don't know.
So would the
I think so.
Would the lactation plantation be okay?
Oh, I kind of like
yep.
that.
Does that sound like a
I
place
say
where,
yes.
That sounds like a...
Like a business.
La Leche League place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Come to lactation
what about,
plantation.
Sounds like a school of...
There
school
it is.
Of, schoolhouse
name.
Rock
wait
song. Yeah.
There it is. Casa La Leche. There
House of go. Milk.
House of Milk.
Yeah. Well, I did like...
What about not an utter farmhouse?
We kind of had something
yeah.
like that.
Who the
yeah.
hell asked you?
Oh, okay.
I did like, I liked, have you ever heard of Lake Titicaca?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's in the famous geographical fugue. How about Titicaca? No? No? No one
Nobody likes that.
It's fine. I don't know. I don't know what you want.
I don't know what you
do. <yet. Christy's,
laughs> I guess it means Christy's House of Jugs.
Okay, now you got something. Christy's House of Jugs, I'm behind.
No, this next one is subtle, but I really like it. Teeter Twister. T-E-A-T-E-R.
Shouldn't it be T-D Twister?
Shouldn't have been thrown away in the trash.
Yeah.
In fact, I think T.D. Twister is also a newsman that
yeah.
Dick Hitswater will
yes.
be.
I think T.D.
He was, subbing for. Yeah.
Subbing for T.D. Twister.
Yeah, sitting in for T.D. Twister. Here's a good one. You'll like this one, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Angus to Mouth.
Oh, wow.
Well,
wow.
You know what?
That's ATM.
There were a couple of those oh type on. I kind of chose not to read those.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
But she...
Oh, my God.
It just
God.
Means the guy likes... He's a beef eater. That's
yeah.
all.
You know Angus?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we know what Angus is.
It's type of
beef. Type of beef.
Okay.
What about not a moose?
I think you just described many of our listeners.
Yes. Describe the room right now.
Can we get to love trouble?
I have an idea.
What?
Could you start dating a guy named Andy? And you could do Angus and Andy's.
Don't do that.
No, I guess technically
you're really shoving that technically down our throats,
in her neighborhood, they'd come by.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
They would. They'd come by if you had black Angus cows.
Hey, we had a meeting. Couldn't help but notice.
You're aware of this, but
yeah.
Okay, some of these are great. Well, now Allie, thanks for coming to Florida. It was great seeing you, and we had a wonderful
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
And
is everyone's sunburns gone, or are you guys
no,
still
No, that's
peeling?
The thing. Chick is tanner than he was when he left. No one can understand it.
I told you. You thought I was lying. I'm 3% Nigerian. Look it up.
He keeps getting darker.
Yep.
He does, yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet,
impressive.
Baby.
Okay, well.
I wish I had that quality.
No, did
yeah,
you?
I don't have it either.
Well, you're practically clear.
Yes. Well, transparent.
There's no way that sounds like a compliment.
No. Just yet.
Yes. No,
she has very pale skin.
Allie Breen has, let me, a pearl-like, yes. Pearl-like whiteness.
That isn't the ivory calling the porcelain white.
Honestly. Yes, nicely done.
Allie has freckles. You're like me, Allie. You got to, I'm sure, keep out of the sun. Do you wear big hats and stuff? Or?
I just wear like 95 SPF usually. Yeah, and I'll wear hats occasionally.
Okay.
I know when Tom saw me, it was just a look of concern on his face when I first got to Florida. Just a lecture on skin cancer immediately. Yeah.
Wear a
like
big
your
hat.
Father's not a doctor or anything.
Take an umbrella. Well, we found out that, now, wait a minute. Since we last saw you, weren't you taking your boyfriend to meet your dad?
No, they've already met, but we were going to go stay at my dad's house. Right. But, I went to Boston, you know, for my birthday. I had a gig, and we stayed at my parents' house. But my parents came to New York that weekend, so they were not home.
Oh, now did you guys still follow the rules of separate bedrooms?
We stopped by there and then decided to drive back home that night.
Oh, okay.
So
you didn't, like, inaugurate the...
We did not.
Sorry.
Didn't do anything.
Okay.
This is where I used to stare at my NSYNC posters. And
right, exactly. We did that tour, and that was it. It was very innocent.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, here's another. And this name, see, people are missing the point. This has nothing to do with naming Christie's house. It's supposed to have a cow thing. This just says the sign should say Tom Free Zone. Well, see, that could be under the sign. Yes.
A Tom Free Zone.
Yeah.
Now,
Tom
Josh
Free
Zone. Has also just moved to a new place, Allie, and someone suggested Christie's house should have a sign saying, "This is better than Josh's house manor."
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I bet that is entirely accurate.
But it's not accurate. You have a dining booth. I don't have that.
How about this one? I just thought of this one. MILF mustache.
Why? Milk mustache. But you're going to have, you wouldn't go MILF mustache manor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
put
better.
MILF mustache house. What? MILF mustache?
MILF mustache manor. Then
you've
got a picture of a guy with a, the
MILF mustache.
She leaves the mustache.
Wearing a MILF for a mustache.
Yeah. They're not doing that campaign anymore, are they?
Got MILF
been a
thing?
Long time.
I love that.
I really love him. See him every now and then. That's my favorite Tom. Wistful Tom. I love it.
I love
it. Yeah, I really like that.
I look forward to certain commercials.
What about something about to enter ring the cowbell? Like instead of doorbell? Never mind.
Christy does have a big bell.
I have a dinner bell.
One
I have
those
an
big
actual triangle.
Triangle
dinner
come bells. And get it.
Yep. Well, let's move
Mama's
on.
In heat.
We'll get back to this in a second. Allie, do you have any more letters, Allie, about people with
never
love trouble?
A date.
Absolutely. Good. Dear Allie, I'm in a new relationship, and until we're committed, I don't want to spend the night, a.k.a. have sex. I'll stay at his house until late, and since he usually picks me up, I don't have my car to drive home.
Jeez.
Since he wants me to stay over, I end up paying for my own Uber. I think to be chivalrous, he should be the one paying. Full disclosure, I want to be in a committed relationship, but he's not ready.
Oh, cool. Then they should break up.
There are a few things going on here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's tackle the Uber issue first.
Wait, so he picks her up, right?
Yeah.
But
then he won't take her home.
Right.
That's kidnapping?
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's a good point, Jessica. It is kidnapping. No, he should take her home.
Yes, he should take her home. That's a chivalrous thing to do.
If he's not taking her home, this is not going to happen.
So if he's not taking her home, he should pay for her Uber home.
No, he's...
At the very least, is what I'm saying.
No, he should take her home.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree. Or, walk her home.
Paying for her Uber. I hope you don't get mugged when you get out of the car, honey.
But he's not even paying for her Uber. He should at least do that.
Yeah.
Get out now. It's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, so Tom says that's the game ender right
there. No, the game that she is playing... Well, the game he's hoping she'll give in at some point.
Here we go.
Yeah, she is.
Right, they're both playing that game.
They're both
She's trying to hold it over his head. Like, I will stay over if you commit.
Right.
And he's like, I'll drive you home in the morning if you...
Yeah, this is a Meatloaf song.
Yeah.
It sure is. This is the age old... Yeah.
Right.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, let me sleep on it.
I've had this argument
No, he should take
in New York... in New York, there's an argument about if a guy sends a girl home. I've had this discussion with friends, and because no one drives here, mm-hmm. if a guy will pay for an Uber, but some guys will just pay for Uber pool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that offensive?
Yeah, that's silly. My gosh. Yeah,
they're going to end up on Jerry Springer or whatever the hell it is. What's the show where they're trying to figure out who had the baby?
Maury Povich.
Yeah.
These two both just want something different. They probably should go ahead and find somebody who wants what they want.
She needs to date someone that, is looking for a relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It sucks because I'm sure they like each other, but what are you going to do?
And Jessica, once again, your analysis.
I think that she should just move on, and then he'll probably, if he wants it, he'll commit, right? But move on.
Not gonna happen.
Break up.
Okay. But you're right, it is the Meatloaf song, because even if he finally is like, all right, I'll commit, I'm sure that...
Then he'll hate himself in the morning.
And they'll break
what
up.
What have I done? Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm just not ready.
And fellas out there, remember, if you pick a girl up and take her to your house, but you don't take her home, Jessica, that is...
Kidnapping.
There you go. That's what I was going for.
Oh. And?
That's kidnapping. That's
if you tell her you love her and you're having sex, it doesn't really count.
I would never do that, but I...
What? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crappy thing.
During an active...
Intimate encounters where you...
It does not count.
Yeah. It should.
During
the time, actually.
During coitus, it does not count. This is God speaking.
Wait a minute. I like this new character.
Okay.
So how do you check afterwards? Do you have to check and be like, wait, did that one count or was that not legitimate?
Right. Well, if the guy's a gentleman, he would go, hey, by the way, that didn't count.
Yeah.
Because I have hands.
Yes, yes, yes. My fingers were crossed. Your legs were not. Let's move on. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie, let's get to another love letter here.
Actually, since Jessica's in there, she asked a couple times about following up with a girl. Do you remember there was a woman who was married with two kids, never had a problem, and then she found a second phone in her
husband's? Oh, the burner phone. Yes.
Right. The burner phone.
Stop thinking about this.
I know. So I asked for a follow-up, and she gave me one finally. She said that she did bring it up almost 2 weeks later because she looked and didn't see any other signs of anything afterwards. And she was like, oh, by the way, honey, I feel like found a phone in your pocket. And without flinching, he goes, oh, yeah, I was leaving. I found that at work, and I was on my way home. I just put it in my pocket. I returned it when I got to work.
I might be naive here, but I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just leave it on his desk at work?
Good point.
Yes. Well, he was on his way out.
Yeah.
Why would he go back up the elevator?
Maybe
he found
it in the lobby.
Right. I know. It sounds sketchy.
This reminds me of the old Henry Phillips joke. And they asked Henry, did you ever do that? And he goes, oh, yeah, I've done that. You've picked up a phone like that? He goes, no, I've lied to my girlfriend.
No, maybe I'm naive. Give this guy there's no other evidence.
But
there's
wait a minute.
Come on.
Is a burner phone, isn't it a specific type? Or can it be anything?
It
can be an
iPhone. Sure, it can be as nice or as crappy as you want.
It's not going to be like a little fold up.
Typically, they are because you can throw them away, but get rid of it at a moment's notice.
Yeah, again, if it was one of those.
Or bury it with the body. Either way.
Right.
I'm skeptical, frankly.
I don't know. I kind of buy
it. It's easy to be skeptical, but I think we should, unless anything,
He's lucky because
anything
really
else pops
out.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if nothing.
Nothing has.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I got.
Or sometimes guys are really, really, really good.
I know, I know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, I've got another name for Christie's place.
What?
These have just been submitted to me by Mr. Spangle.
Okay.
God.
The Blumpkin Patch.
No.
Really, see, people are missing the point. No. That doesn't say
Blumpkin doesn't have anything to do with cows.
Yes, or farming.
It did make me laugh, though.
Yeah, yeah. You might want to. If you don't know what that is, don't Google it.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
You don't want to.
Okay. Christy Lee News and Moos.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we've gotten a couple.
Like a farm report.
I like
report
that.
Thing.
Christy Lee Moos.
Yeah. Oh, Barrels and Gilts are up 9.
Oh.
Well, that's how I started.
Okay. Some of these are a little rough.
Yeah.
Although I do like this one. This has got a Thomas Jefferson history reference.
Oh, I know what this one is. I was going to bring it up.
Monticello.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like it. Yeah.
You ever been to Monticello?
Chick?
No, I never have. I actually, the last time I was in D.C., I wanted to go, and I couldn't figure out how to get there. It's out in the middle of the lake.
Never been to...
It's stupid.
Monticello? You ever been to hump a violin? That's the dumbest joke I've ever said.
I love
Josh
that.
Is so proud of that joke. I love it. I want to go on record.
Ever been to blow a trombone?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.